I'd like to know, what are your hopes for the book club? What do you think will be Aurora's legacy?
Personally, because I am from Africa, although I'm a very proud American now, I'd love to see this replicated in Africa, on the continent. I'd like to see Aurora here kind of expand its arms to embrace the continent and show women there that we can do there some of what we've done here. It's kind of a genteel advocacy because African women have to do things sometimes in a harsher way to get their freedom. But what can be done here can be done in a more genteel way there.
I think one of our focuses on the next few years will be attempting to bring some younger members in to make sure that the club continues on because some of us are getting older. Yeah, it's difficult because if people are working. So we have made changes in our rules. For example, this tea, instead of being on a Wednesday, it's on a Sunday. So we've made some changes to accommodate people who work. But I think we're going to be very focused on getting younger women in.
To me, there still is a lot of work to be done right here in America in terms of relationships. I see the Aurora Reading Club as bringing a very rich history, much of which is really not known by a lot of people. But there are opportunities for the younger generation to come to terms with some of the issues that we have experienced along the way. So the sense of togetherness right here is a charge that I think we can maintain, which was part of the aim of the women, those six brave women that started this organization. We have a very rich history to share, and the history that is being developed is very, very important, and we want to connect those two.
I would like to see more involvement of the members in school environments to really encourage children, young students to develop a love of reading, to do some tutoring with the reading, perhaps just to foster a greater love of reading, and perhaps to encourage their parents as well.
I think it's the archives and sharing and passing the information along. And one of the things that was most interesting about Mark Whitaker and his book, Smokehouse, that was so amazing. Aurora was mentioned in it, but there were many individual stories. And these were people who were Aurora members. And I read it and said, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's interesting. So I think documenting and preserving, and so we're really eternally grateful to have the History Center as a repository for these stories. And I hope 100 years from now, which would be the 225th anniversary, people will be saying, wow, in 2018 and 2019, these ladies did a great job preserving the history.
I think the young people who will carry on this legacy will mention the ladies of distinction that started the organization and continued the mission, and then the young people will continue also.
I believe that in 10 years, 50 years, 100 years, we'll realize the importance of those who started the Aurora Club and be able to share their stories and make sure that those who come in the future know just how important these women were, how through all of the struggles that they had gone through previously, we were able to get to the point that we are at now and that things are only going to get better. So making sure that we never forget our past and make sure that we have a better future.